on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
There is a lot going on in the greyhound racing industry at this stage. Greyhound Racing New South Wales, thedogs.com. We've got the Maturity Classic coming up in Melbourne. But of course, right now, it's the state of origin, not only in rugby league, but in greyhound racing. And, well, Dave Carlson said, hang on a sec, I can't be on every Monday. You've got to give me a couple off. Well, we've done that, and we've brought in Tim Newbold to host this morning's program. Morning to you, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to another edition of Going Greyhounds. What, this Monday, the 9th of July? Yeah, Disco, he's having a couple of weeks off. I'm hearing he might be at Grafton over the next few days, so they better look out up there. He'll be out and about, Disco, but he'll be back in a few weeks. But yeah, it's been a busy week in greyhound racing, and we've got another busy week coming up. Feature races all around the country. On today's show, we're going to cover off the Greyhound Carnival. It's in full swing and does come to a close on Wednesday night. We'll chat to Neil Staines. Neil has club double in the Big Grafton Maiden Final, as well as Bogan Bomber and Bogan Way in the Spritters Cup. Champion trainer Tony Brett will join us after Jury won the Group 1 Widder Cup at Albion Park on Thursday night. And Tony has Jury and Ebby Ripper lining up in the Origin series on Thursday night. And speaking about that series, young Adam Crouch, who co-trains Big Butters, she'll line up in the Stayers race. And Adam will join us in. And this morning, Andrew, at the Brecky Creek Hotel in Brisbane, the box draws for the big races are being conducted, and Sky Racing's Jason Lincoln will join us later in the show, and he'll bring us the box draws for the two big races. But it's all been happening here in New South Wales, but Queensland, Victoria, and even over the last week or so, the feature races in Victoria, the Bendigo Cup was run and won on Friday night. And Western Australian sprinter Vanderwalp continued his sensational return from a career-threatening injury with a dominant all-the-way win in the Group 2 Bendigo Cup on Friday night. He ran 23.61. He defeated Black Forge, who is trained by Darren Sultana here in New South Wales. He's one of the most promising greyhounds in New South Wales. He was gallant in finishing second, and Big Flood winding up in third position. Vanderwalp has now won 8 of his 12 runs since resuming from a break, and he was outstanding leading all the way in the Bendigo Cup. The Kenner Memorial Heats were run at Sandown Park on Thursday night. Four heats were run. Out of Range won his heat in 33.97. Van Ann won another heat in 34.42. Tornado Tears, 34.12, winning his heat. He overcame a little bit of interference in the early stages. And Neo Cleo actually ran the quickest of the McKenna Memorial Heats, running 33.94. And that big final this coming Thursday night. A little bit of news here in New South Wales. Pindari Express broke the Maitland track record on Thursday afternoon, running 24.59. He's a boom greyhound. He is unbeaten. The record was held by Hone In, a Victorian spreader, who ran 24.63 in a heat of the Maitland Cup back in April. There's been some really, really quick greyhounds go around in at Maitland over the past couple of years. And Pindari Express, he is one out of the box. And I'm sure he'll target the Country Cups down in Victoria in the latter part of the year. And just a quick mention of the Greyhound Adoption Day, Andrew, which is coming up on the weekend on Sunday at Dapto. Laurie from Greyhounds as Pets has been in contact, and plenty happening on Sunday. It's a family fun day at Dapto. Saturday, the 14th of July, 10 a.m. through to 2 p.m. at the Dapto Showgrounds. There'll be around 30 greyhounds up for adoption. So anyone in the area, if you're looking for a greyhound, head to the Dapto Showgrounds on Saturday, the 14th of July, 10 a.m. through to 2 p.m. So I'm sure that'll be a great day. We wish them all the success for the big day on Saturday. Now, joining us on the show is Neil Staines. Neil trains out of a property at Yass, and has made his annual pilgrimage to Grafton for the carnival. It's been worthwhile so far. Club Double won his way into the Taylor Family Maiden Final, and Bogan Bomber and Bogan Way are into the Spritters Cup Decider. Good morning, Neil. First of all, Club Double couldn't have been more impressive winning his heat. 23.04, easily the quickest of the heats.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Yeah, no, you're quite right. We're very happy with his run, especially the dog hadn't seen the place before.
He began beautifully and he showed a great turn of speed in the early and mid part, but he was quite strong over the latter part as well.
Yeah, well, we've got a bit of time for this dog, and I think down the track he might be something, Tim. So it wasn't a surprise that he done what he done, but it was first time at the track. That's what surprised us the most.
Yeah, he handled the track beautifully, and I would have assumed he would have trialled in preparation for the series, but you basically just ran out of time and he couldn't have a look at the track prior?
Yeah, what happened, Tim? We come up and raced and bought dogs to trial, but at that time he was we were having a bit of trouble with him up front and he couldn't make the journey. So he was going to be put back for the Goulburn Maiden, but then we got him right and I PT'd him. I think he went 1990 or something at Goulburn, and he'd been trialling the joint down, so we thought, well, not being 100%, we thought he still needed we'd give him a chance at it, mate. Yeah, it's paid off.
And do you think with a look at the track now he can improve and get under that 23-second mark?
Oh, well, let's hope so. We like to hope. You know, usually I've bought dogs up here previously, Tim, and trialled them and brought them back, and they've always improved, you know, 2/10 anyway.
And now you've drawn box number 3 in the final. You had that identical draw in the other greyhounds in the heats. What do you make of that draw?
Yeah, well, he's going to have to come out. I think the two likes to use a bit of the track. And I think Dennis Barnes' dog in the 5, it likes to come down. So he'll want to be on his game early.
Yeah, you mentioned he trialled 1990 at Goulburn just a few weeks ago. Had he run those type of times prior anywhere, you know, training tracks and the like? Has he always shown he's had that, you know, that little X factor?
Yes, he has. He broke in very well. He was broke in at Kidell by Chris and Sandra Spratt, and the dog broke in good. He was sent to me on from a syndicate in South Australia owned the dog, and they sent him down on the word of the breeder David Grant, and with a good report, and we just had little bits of hiccups here and there, Tim, and he's finally come to the fray, and he's proven his worth now.
Yeah, he's by Doan a double one out of a bitch called Stumpy Grant. Now Dad was a freak on the racetrack, but Stumpy Grant, she was only a moderately performed greyhound, and you said through David Grant that's how she came. He came into the kennel.
Yeah, through the a syndicate in South Australia bought the pups off Dave as 3 months old pups. There was actually two of them, and Dave reared them up and got them broke in for him and sent them off to me. Yeah.
The main dangers in the final, Nangar Phantom was impressive, 23.32. Nangar Fever, 23.35. From what you've seen, they look to be the main dangers?
Yeah, the dog sitting up in the 1, it will improve. It can get out. It depends on how this dog gets out. It's hard to see the dog getting beat if he jumps.
Yeah, Bugatti Rain is the greyhound sitting up in box number 1.
Yes.
Do you think you've got more speed to be, if he does begin, he can cross that greyhound in the dry to the first corner?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, all I'm worrying about is the two using the, if the two, because the two's got a bit of early pace, if it comes out, wants to use a bit of the track, well, I don't want him getting in my road sort of thing. He's got to come out clean, I think, Luke, and that'll give us our best chance.
Now, onto the other features, you've qualified Bogan Bomber and Bogan Way for the Sprinters' Cup. Now, the box draw hasn't been conducted for that race. It'll be coming out in the next hour or so. Bogan Bomber ran 23.09, winning his heat from box number one. I'd imagine you would have been really happy with his performance.
Yeah, over the moon. Over the moon. That was his second look at the track. We brought him up. He just got beat his first look in a race start, and that was his second look at the track. So he's up for improvement. He draws his right box.
Do you want to draw inside again? Would you prefer him draw the rails?
Yeah, I'd center inside with him, yeah.
And he can be a bit touchy.
At the start, Tim, and you know, if you get inside with him, it seems to draw him out a bit better.
Yeah, he's got that great early dash when he does hit the ground, because, as you just said, he can be a bit hit and miss at the jump. Now, Bogan Way, he's only lightly raced, but he's made the final. He was gallant in finishing runner-up behind the well-performed Corey Cody. Now, that greyhound, it has been to Sydney to contest feature races and has been racing some really, really good greyhounds in top class at Albion Park. You would have been very happy with his performance too.
Oh, yeah. He came to the kennels a little bit later. He was late breaking, with a little bit of ability. He's a full brother to Bogan Bomber, and he goes all right. The dog. We want to see him out wide. I'd love to go outside with him where he can come out and get a bit of room. So, but I'm very happy with him. He could do anything on his day too, really.
Now, both of the greyhounds, they had a run at Grafton in what was it, early June?
Yes.
Is that their only, was that just their second run at the track? Had they had any trials prior or?
No, mate. They come here cold. We put them in it. We come up and race. It's a race meet and started them. I think we got it. I think he might have, I think he won. Yeah, he won. Bogan Way won. And Bogan Bomber just got beat. He got beat a nose.
And you would imagine they should be improved by now after a couple of looks around Grafton.
Most certainly. I think it'll improve them.
Have you got a leaning? I know this. We're talking before the box draw. Have you got a leaning to either one, Bogan Bomber or Bogan Way?
Yeah, I think at this stage, Bogan Bomber's more of a race dog, where the other bloke's still a little bit puppish.
Yeah.
If we drew a box with we don't really have to draw a box with Bomber. He'll If he comes out, he goes, he can improve a little bit on the bunny.
Now, the Stayers' Cup is one of the other features at the meeting. You've nominated Roman Nozar for that race. He was narrowly beaten there on Friday. I'm sure if he does gain a run, he'll be hard to beat in the Stayers' Cup.
Yeah, most certainly. The dog, I couldn't be any happier with the dog. He's ready for the 6.10 and... if we get a start with him, he'll be very hard, very hard.
Okay, now it's about a 12-hour round trip from Yass to Grafton. You've been going up there for 4 or 5 years now. What attracts you to the carnival? It's a great atmosphere, and there's plenty of racing and feature races.
It certainly is, mate. It's we're sitting back now in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. And we do a lot of travelling during the year, Tim, and up here we don't have to travel. You race your dog, you get him out, put him back in the trailer and feed him up and then sit by the fire and just kick back, mate, have a couple of beers. It's a relaxing atmosphere.
It is, and it's been a popular carnival for many, many years, and they've had many trainers who target it and travel, and it is a great time up there, and it's a great time of year to be in Grafton, as you say, get away from the cold at home and relax up there in the warmer weather. Neil, thanks for joining us, and all the very best on Wednesday night.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Neil Staines, he's got runners in pretty much all of the features on Wednesday night. The Sprinters' Cup, the Taylor Family Maiden, and more than likely he should have Roman Nozar in the Stayers' Cup. That race will be drawn later today. Now, our next guest is Queensland Greyhound Racing Hall of Famer Tony Brett. On Thursday night, Tony's Greyhound Jury won the Group 1 Winter Cup. At Albion Park, he led all of the way in a flying 29.81. Tony, you have now won six of the last 8 Group 1 Winter Cups. It's a remarkable achievement. Can you actually believe you have won that many in the last 8 years?
Yeah, Timmy, it's, it is a bit hard to believe sometimes as the years roll around. And, just to think you could have, just win 6 out of my 8. We do pinch ourselves sometimes,
Now, Jury, he began brilliantly. He showed blinding speed running 5:50 early. You're basically unleadable if you can run that early section around Albion Park.
Yeah, for sure, mate. He has run, I think he ran a 5:49 back when he won the Nationals last year in sort of pretty much the same circumstances. He was coming back from an injury and he always does go well fresh and does show that bit of speed early. So I just knew that, mate, if he could reproduce something like that, yeah, he was going to go close to leading. And just the way the box draw looked, that's where I thought of. He's a massive hope if he can lead around that first turn.
Now, he's only had 29 starts. It's been a great training performance to get him back to the track. Only his third run back since tearing a hip support in a heat of the Australian Cup earlier on in the year. I know I'm asking you the question, but we can't underestimate this training performance to win a Group 1 at his third run back and after sustaining quite a serious injury.
Yeah, for sure, Timmy. Him and Matunga Blazer were in the same sort of predicament. They were both coming back from injuries and same. It's a credit to the Dogs, really, that you can have that sort of time off and from an injury and come back and serve it straight up in a Group 1 and Blazer run a track record the week before. So, mate, I get a bit of the credit, but the Dogs do most of it That's them. They've got to stand up and be counted when it counts, and they did that, and he performed on the night, mate, because if he put a foot wrong, he was in trouble. I mean, you don't want to be on the fence in those sort of races if you miss a kick, because you can end up being pushed into the rail. So, no, he did everything he had to do, and mate, our job was done.
Now, he was heavily backed throughout the week, and my spies up there tell me you were really confident going into the race. Why were you so confident? Was it the box draw? Did you do anything during the week? Was he just ready to peak on the night?
Yeah, he was, and really probably as simple as that. The box draw straight up. In returning to racing, I give him a box-to-box probably about 5 weeks before that sort of thing, and he actually rattled off a 5:44 section, which is as fast as he's gone and probably as fast as sort of anything I've had out of the box as there goes. So that's what I thought. If we can just keep him nice and fresh still and just ease off his workload a little bit, he might get a bit tired at the end, but mate, he had to lead to win that race. And so that was the whole goal. And as soon as the box draw came out and I saw the Victorians had drawn and probably... The other dog was the Queenslander. It's Dylan out in the 8. He's a faster dog than we are. He's run quicker the time at Albion Park. But those dogs were all drawn out wide and all together. And there's not a lot of difference in these sort of races where you only got to lose a little bit of momentum and your race is done. So, as soon as the draw come out, mate, and especially he was, I think, UBet put up $6 straight away. And I just... Yeah, I had plenty of people sort of texting me, should I take a bit of that? And so I was quite happy to say, yeah, that's overs for me. I thought he was entitled to be about $4 once the draw come out. So, good luck to everyone that backed him.
Now, he'll next step out in the inaugural UBet Origin Series on Thursday night. He'll line up for Queensland in the Sprinters race. Now, how did he pull up after the win on Thursday?
Yeah, really good, mate. He's come through that nicely, and he'll be better for that run soon as well. I'm not saying it can go any quicker, but like I said, we're treading that line with him where we just keep him that little bit fresh. So he's ready to go again. I've just finished watching the box draw, and he's come up with the 3. In what looks to be a nice draw again. I've got Jason Magri's dog up here at the moment, Catch Me Curly, and he's drawn the 1, which is ideal for him because I just know he loves the rail. So And we've got Slick outside us who does tend to want to sit in the middle of the track too. So, no, the draw looks nice again this week. But same thing, you're not going to be able to put a foot wrong or your race will be done and gone.
Now, you're in a tricky situation. You've got New South Wales stayer Ebby Ripper in your care in Queensland, and she'll line up for New South Wales. She'll line up for the Blues. How are you handling that situation?
Yeah, not real happy at all. And I've got a few Blues mates who are got their cameras ready when I have to don the Blues gear, unfortunately. But I'm a parochial Queenslander. But Michael sent Ebby up with the Gold Cup and hopefully the State of Origin in mind later on. So, I mean, mate, I'll be happy for them especially, but not so happy that she's supporting the wrong team, unfortunately.
Now, she drops out early and she's really strong at the end. We know what she does with a racing trait. She's been travelling all around the country for probably 18 months now, contesting all of the group features. Now, there does seem to be a lot of pace in this stayers race. Now, this could be run to suit her perfectly. All of her four runs in Queensland, they've all been pretty encouraging.
Yeah, Timmy, like you said, mate, she's been doing it a long time and knows what it's all about. And probably she's been drawing inside, which I don't think is the best for her because she actually jumps quite nice, but then she's just got no pace whatsoever to keep up. So when they get to the first turn, she's sort of sitting usually about third or fourth, and they crowd her, and that's when she drops out. Whereas we've come up with the eight with her on Thursday night. I just think that'll suit her lovely because she can keep her momentum going sitting off the track without sort of having to find any trouble. And we all know how strong she is at the end. And yeah, it's probably one of the most interesting races for a while with Flaco Norado kicking up. And we've got Double G, Mick Zemitz, good stayer, who's only had two starts with two wins. And then a few of the back markers. But like I said, all the pace is inside. So, no, the way the draw has panned out, it's probably going to be the race of the night even more so than the sprinters. It's a real interesting field.
Yeah, Poco Dorado, she's one of the most interesting runners. She's getting up to the 700 metres for the first time. She ran a near record at Richmond on Friday night over the 618 metres. And prior to that, she went near the record at Dapto over the middle journey. Having her first crack at the 700, it will be an interesting race. She'll be one of the leaders in the race. But they might cut at each other, two or three leaders in the back markers. Might get the chance to come into it. Anyway, Tony, we wish you all the very best on Thursday night with Ebby Ripper for New South Wales and Jury for Queensland. And congratulations on winning your sixth Winter Cup on Thursday night. A remarkable training performance.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. It was a special night. Just great all around. And condolences to New South Wales for Wednesday night, but they may get a little bit back on Thursday. We'll see how we go.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Now, joining us on the line, young trainer Adam Crouch. Adam and his dad put the polish on Big Butters. She'll represent New South Wales in the Origin Series in the Stayers race. And first of all, Adam, you and your dad only have a handful of greyhounds in the kennel. It must be a real big thrill to be representing New South Wales in the series.
Morning, Tim. It's great. This is the first litter that we've ever actually bred and done everything ourselves, so it's awesome to have her in the series. And, yeah, we've only got two race dogs in work at the moment, so it's good to be coming up with one of them.
Now, she ran 42.29 winning at Weddy Park in early June, and then she really announced her arrival breaking Ebby Ripper's Gardens track record on June 15, a tremendous performance. I know that victory and getting the track record was a big thrill for you and your dad.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was probably our biggest thrill in the sport so far. We've made a few group finals, but yeah, it was definitely up there. And yeah, just the way that she'd done it, she likes to be out in front and have no pressure. And yeah, no, the race was just run to suit her, so that was great.
Now, at a latest run at Wentworth Park, she didn't pull up all that well, but she's A-OK now. It was a little touch and go for three or four, 5 days early and late, early to mid last week, whether she'd actually line up for Thursday night's race, but all A-OK. She's tried well in the last couple of days.
Yeah, on the Sunday morning after a Wentworth Park run, she was 100-1 to actually make the race. I rang the stewards and let them know she all her chest had bruised up and she could hardly walk. But it's been a lot of hard work with my dad and I and with the help of our vet, but we seem to have got her going all right, and we got the all clear to give her a hit out yesterday, and she seemed to try really well at Richmond. So yeah, we were only going to send her up if we were confident that she was going to be at her best, and yeah, the way she trialled yesterday, we're happy to send her up.
And you did tell me she normally, when she does trial 4 or 5 days out from her actual race, that is when you know, and if she trials well, you know she's right on target.
Yeah, in the past, even before a Gardens run, we always try and give her a hit out about 4 or 5 days before, just over the shorts, and it seems to have her nice and fresh for the race. And yeah, she trialled well, and she's going to have a good lead up before Thursday night. So there's a bit of pace in the race, so she's got to try and hopefully jump well and get out in front. But yeah, it's going to be tough.
And what are the plans? Does she fly up in the next couple of days? She won't have had a look at Albion Park prior, so is that a little bit of a concern?
Yeah, it's a pretty big concern. Our original plan was to fly her up on Friday that just passed, and she was going to trial in between the races at Albion Park yesterday, but unfortunately we couldn't get her up for that, so she's flying up to Jeff Crawford tomorrow morning, and yeah, she's going to be in his care until after the race.
And after the race, is there any is she going to come back to target anything in New South Wales, or is you're eyeing off any features down in Victoria at all?
There's been a few races in Victoria that we've got our eye on, but I think as soon as we get her back, we're going to give her a week or two freshen up, because yeah, she has done it hard the last month or so, and you can tell that she's sort of coming to her end. So yeah, we're going to give her a freshen up, and then yeah, we'll go from there and see how she pulls up.
Well, Adam, congratulations on Big Butters representing New South Wales. You and your dad have done a fantastic job with her over the past, you know, 3 or 4 months, getting her up to the journey. She's always been very capable over the sprinting journey and then the middle journey, but she's really excelled over the last few months. Congratulations, and all the very best on Thursday night.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Adam Crouch there, he's co-trainer of Big Butters. Him and his dad train Big Butters, only got a couple of greyhounds in work, and they've done a fabulous job with her. She's a front-running stayer. She normally begins brilliantly, and she just tries to run her rivals into the ground. She'll be a worthy representative for New South Wales on Thursday night. Now, the box draws have been conducted at the Brecky Creek Hotel this morning, and Sky Racing's Jason Lincoln was up there to cover all of the action, and Jason should be joining us online now.
Good morning to you, Timmy. Joining me
good
from
morning.
Enemy territory, mate. Tell you what, it'd be good to have some compadres up here. We've severely outnumbered me and Terry here this morning.
Now, the box draws have been conducted. Can you run us through the box draw for the sprint over the 520?
Yep, certainly, mate. 1, Catch Me Curly. 2, Rowan Hill. 3, Jury. 4, Slick. 5, Skywave. 6, Bubble Guppy. 7, St. Gurners. And 8, Morris Minor.
Now, having a quick look, I know you haven't had a great deal of time to take it all in as far as the box draw is concerned. What are you tipping at this stage? What way are you leaning? What have you made of the box draw?
Well, if we're putting our New South Wales caps on here, Timmy, and I think we should, I think our dogs are doing particularly well here in the spring. Tassie Curly 1's obviously ideal to Rowan Hill, and I don't think the 5's too bad for Skywave when you take into account you've got Slick inside and Bubble Guppy outside. So neither of those should necessarily bother her early. And as you know, she goes wonderful from middle draws at Wenny. I'd probably be leaning her way at the moment just because she's really got that X factor, and I was most impressed with her performance here Thursday first look.
Yeah, she had actually trialled prior. She'd ran 29.99 in a trial around Albion Park prior, and then she was outstanding, leading all the way on Thursday night. And she's beginning much better now than what she was there for a little while. She was a bit touchy, but at a past few runs, she's come out running Skywave.
Yeah, I think she's racing with heaps of confidence, like you said. A couple of those free-for-alls there at Winnie really built her up. And yeah, she, as you said, she's become a lot more dependable now at box-wise, and we know how fast she is.
Now, the U-Bet stayers over the 720, that box draw has been conducted. Now, where did they all draw there?
Yeah, look, they haven't been as kind to us here, Tim. One Champagne Sally, two Double G, three Shoes to Fill, four Poco Dorado, five Shabini, six Big Butters, seven Jalapeno, and eight Ebby Ripper.
Now, what do you make of that draw?
Well, I guess, look, speed map wise, Champagne Sally from the inside probably looks locked on to lead. Look, in terms of our dogs here, I probably would have just rather to see Big Butters and Poco Dorado around the other way. Look, Shabini outside Poco Dorado is not necessarily going to worry her, but as you know, Timmy, she does want to use a little bit of the track, and she'll be first look over the 700 here. I know she's been here over the 500, but it's highly likely she's going to want to race in the middle of the track again. But look, if she can miss Big Butters early, she's really the X Factor dog for the whole night, really, isn't she? Her past few wins over the 600 at Dapto in the long time, and again there at Richmond the other night, have really set the stage for her to make an auspicious 700-metre debut.
Do you think she'll run the 700 out?
I do myself, but, I mean, as we know, racing's been littered with greyhounds who've looked outstanding over 600 that can't get 700. So, look, until they come out and do it, you don't know, but my gut feeling is that she will.
Now, the match race, the two greyhounds in the match race, twice will represent New South Wales. He's a multiple Group 1 finalist, and he's actually won the Queensland Derby up there last year. And It's Dylan will represent Queensland. Now, how do they fare in their box draws?
So, in the match race, twice has drawn the 1, and It's Dylan's drawn the 3. So, look, it's much of a muchness in a two dog field, but I think we've become accustomed to prefer to see, you know, twice having drawn outside. Look, and having said that, there's every chance maybe from the inside it might draw him out a little bit, and we might get to see him show a little bit more speed.
Which way are you leaning there? I think It's Dylan probably leads.
Yeah, look, I would think so, mate. And look, I know he went 29.59 here a few weeks ago, but you know, not knocking the dog. On the same night, I think they were having a look at the form last night. There were 7 other 500s on the night, and 6 of them broke 30. So I think that was really in the midst of when that track was on fire. I think he's probably a 29.8 dog. He has broken 17 to the back here at Albion Park. I would be surprised if he didn't lead. Having said that, as I said, under, you know, just 2 out, there's every chance that twice can land a little bit closer, and he's had the benefit of runs. He, as you said, he's won the Queensland Derby. We know he's as strong as a bull. He's a 29.6 winner at Wynn. Mate, I think this is a toss of the coin. As you said, I mean, It's Dylan's going to lead, and it's going to, you know, twice probably going to need to land within a couple of lengths of him to run him down, but I actually think I almost think it's a toss of the coin there myself.
Yeah, it's an intriguing match race, that's for sure. Well, Jason, you've got a busy week. You're at Grafton on Wednesday night. Then you'll be up at Albion Park for the Origin Series on Thursday night. I'll actually be on track up there as well, going up for the night. So a busy week ahead, so enjoy.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to being at Grafton on Wednesday night. Not sure whether we've had a host there for that carnival before, so really looking forward to bring you all the action there. Big maiden, obviously, the Sprinters Cup, the Stayers Cup, and then back on track here Thursday night for the State of Origin, Timmy. And we know we're lifting the trophy Wednesday. Hopefully we're doing it again on Thursday.
We can only hope. Gee, I've got to say, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was on the selection committee for the New South Wales team, and I thought we were unbeatable 4 or 5 weeks ago. Having a look now, I think it's evened up. I think it's a 50-50 bet at the moment, but we'll be cheering the Blues big time. So enjoy the next few days, Jason. We'll catch up on Thursday night.
Thanks, Tim, mate.
Andrew, going Greyhounds for another Monday. We've covered it all off, the Grafton Carnival, the Winter Cup won by Jury, the upcoming Origin Series, and of course, plenty happening in Victoria and even around here in New South Wales with Pindari Express breaking that Maitland track record last Thursday. I just want to mention again about the Greyhound Adoption Day, which is happening this coming Saturday at the Dapto Showground, 10 a.m. through to 2 p.m. Saturday, the 14th of July. Plenty happening. There'll be up to 30 dogs available for adoption, but there'll be food stalls, jumping castles for the kids. Plenty happening this coming Saturday at the Dapto Showground, 10 a.m. through to 2 p.m. So if you are in the area and you want to adopt a greyhound, or even just go out down and meet a few of the greyhounds, they're a lovely pet. Yep. And so if you can get there, do so this coming Saturday at the Dapto Showgrounds. Yep. Andrew, that covers off another show. We'll be back in the chair next Monday. Disco Dave Carson, he'll be still away. So we'll look forward to covering it off again and wrapping up the Origin Series and then looking toward the other feature races. The Maturity Classic 2, of course, it is kicking off this coming Saturday night. So until then, I'll bid you all a very good morning.